Workplace Safety and Prevention Services, WSPS, is hosting a virtual half-day conference next month to help employers in Northern Ontario navigate the challenges of the new normal as the province rolls out its pandemic roadmap to reopen strategy. Embracing Change, Emerging Stronger, is the theme of the Partners in Prevention, PIP, Health and Safety Fall Virtual Conference on November 17 to explore current workplace challenges and provide practical solutions for implementation. Conference experts will cover ground on the various challenges within the legal landscape in helping employers safeguard the well-being of their workforce, particularly around the implications of proof of vaccination and other new policies. Norm Keith, Canada's leading OWS lawyer, will open the event to answer the tough questions. Sylvia Marusik and Sonia Funk will provide keys to creating happy, healthy individuals, employees and businesses. The pandemic radically disrupted how we live, learn and work. In terms of workplace health and safety culture, it exposed gaps and flaws but also opportunities for a renewed commitment, growth and organizational transformation, said Lynn Brownell, President CEO of WSPS, in a news release. There are serious and long-term implications for health and safety programs. Our goal is to deliver the resources needed to adapt to the ever-changing health and safety landscape with the understanding each business is on a unique journey, she said. Conference topics include impact of return-to-work policies, proactive compliance advice, psychological safety and mental health, new ways to assess risk, practical tools to help overcome negativity bias and foster a resilient workplace. Registration is now open online here. Workplace Safety and Prevention Services, WSPS, is a not-for-profit organization committed to protecting workers and businesses. It is the largest health and safety association in Ontario, serving more than 171,000 member firms and 4.2 million workers across the agricultural, manufacturing and service sectors.